Fighting continues unabated in Syria's north as the Turkish military presses ahead with its operation in the Kurdish-dominated Afrin region. Well, this footage shows Press TV's crew in the town of Rajo as Turkish warplanes were bombarding the area. The Turkish military says over 60 Kurdish Daesh and PKK militants have been killed in its latest attacks. However, the Kurdish militants had in the past denied the presence of any Daesh terrorists in that area. Meanwhile, Turkish media reports that two rockets fired from the Syrian region of Afrin hit the Turkish border town of Reyhanli, killing one person. Ankara launched Operation Olive Branch in Afrin on January 20th in collaboration with allied militants. Well, Turkey is saying that the operation is aimed at crushing U.S.-backed YPG militants there. Now, our Damascus correspondent Mohammed Ali has given us an update on Turkey's military operations in Syria's Afrin region.
The so-called Olive Branch military operation carried out by Turkey continues over there in the northwestern part of Syria around Afrin town over there. The latest was that Turkish military was able to take control of a strategic hilltop called Bersaya that overlooks Afrin and on the other hand also overlooks the borderline between Turkey and Syria. Now, according to Turkish officials, there are no civilians killed with the airstrikes and attacks by Turkey. But when we listen to the statements and what's coming out from the areas controlled by the YPG, we see that they're saying that tens of civilians have been killed so far. So far, since this military operation started over 10 days ago on the 20th of this month, the target of the of Turkey has not been achieved yet, which is controlling Afrin and eliminating the YPG, or who are also known as the People's Protection Units over there on the borderline between Syria and Turkey. There is strong resistance, actually, by the YPG and the Kurds over there against the Turks, against this military operation. So far, the main goal has not been achieved for this military operation, but it continues over there.